Peace of Christ be with you. Happy Friday, Hope College. Yes, 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 mid-February. We got some guests here taking a look at Hope. We want to welcome you to our campus. Hey, y'all. It's February 15th, the day after Valentine's, which sets us up for the next 4 weeks before spring break. This is the price of admission. I know it's easy to get tired and fatigued in February. February is the Ecclesiastes month. There's nothing new under the sun. We haven't seen the sun. We have survived the snow apocalypse and the Arctic colds coming down. But my friends, this is why you're stronger. They don't have this in California. This is why you are people of hope. Don't be discouraged. You are from the north. Embrace this. Yes. Seriously, y'all. The people in the South are weak. The North remembers. Yes. February is the day after Valentine's Day. I know that it's easy. It's one of my tough months. I get that. But I wanna invite us to see February as an invitation. February is this month where we can kind of slow down. Could put the parka on and the big gloves. It's an egalitarian month because no one's beautiful. We all have hat head. February is this month where you go walk outside and you can hear the snow crunch under your feet. You walk inside and you find a warm place to sit and with a warm blanket, maybe by a fire, maybe some coffee or hot chocolate or tea, whatever your favorite warm, cozy beverage is. And maybe that's the month where you can slow down and check in with yourself. Like, where are you at? Where's your soul right now? We have this next 4 weeks before spring break. And this is an important time. I know there's a lot going on campus, but check in with yourself. February is this invitation. And maybe while you're sipping something warm, you pull out a book that you haven't read. Or maybe it's this book. Maybe it's the Bible. And maybe, just maybe, you open up this book that we love, The Bush That Burns and Is Never Consumed, and you find your way to Timothy, 2 Timothy, specifically 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1 through 9. And maybe while you're sipping and feeling cozy in February, you'll hear these words from Paul. Listen to the word from the book we love. You must understand this, that in the last days, distressing times will come. For people will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, arrogant, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, inhuman, implacable, slanderers, profligates, brutes, swollen with conceit, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, holding to the outward form of godliness but denying its power. Avoid them. For among them are those who make their way into houses and captivate silly women, overwhelmed by their sins and swayed by all kinds of desires, who are constantly being instructed but can't come to a firm knowledge of the truth. Just as Jannes and Jambres opposed Moses, so these people of corrupt mind and counterfeit faith also oppose the truth. But they won't make much progress, for as in the case of these men, their folly will become plain to everyone. Friends, this is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Maybe between warm sips, you're sitting by the fire in your cozy blanket and you're checking in with yourself and you read these words. And if you read these words, you might need to remember something and you might notice something and you might be reminded to do something. To remember, to notice, and to do. What is it that you need to remember? Well, right away, Paul says to Timothy, this older Christian, encouraging a younger Christian in the way, says, remember this, that in the last days, distressing times will come. The last days in the Bible is code for the particular time we are in. Not just the date, February 14th, 2019, but we are in a time between time, the time between Jesus' first coming and Jesus' second coming. The last days is this time. And Christians believe that Jesus is going to come again. But there were some who believed that when Jesus came, everything should be put to right. The Messiah had come. Why do we look around and see so many problems, so much pain and so much sorrow and so much distress? isn't the evidence of all of this heartbreak proof that Jesus is not the Messiah? And Paul is just reminding Timothy, hey, don't be surprised. Don't be surprised. Don't be shocked. Remember this, that in the last days, distressing times will come. So just be cool as jazz, Timothy. Don't freak out, all right? Don't be surprised. That's something to remember. Here's something to notice. Did you notice that long list of grocery list of sins? Listen again. For people, this is the sign of distressing times. For people will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, arrogant, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, inhuman, implacable, slanderers, profligates, brutes, haters of the good, treacherous, reckless, swollen with conceit, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, holding to the outward form of godliness but denying its power. Paul lists 19 different things in this run. And here's the thing to notice. Anytime in the Bible when there's a big list of sins like that, he's including everyone. Right? So when Paul is pointing something out, he doesn't mean to say one of being a profligate is worse than being a slanderer. I just love that word, profligate. I challenge every one of you today, sometime in class, professor, are you a profligate? Just use the word. It's fantastic. It means a squanderer of resources. But Paul is basically saying, hey, we are all included in this. So notice anytime in the Bible when there's a lot of sins all lumped together, Paul is saying, hey, y'all, find yourself here. My guess, and it's an educated guess, is that you could read through verses 2 through 5 and you could find something of yourself in one of these words in this kind of category. It's Paul's way of saying, hey, we are all people dependent on grace. We are all involved in this mess. No one is better than anyone else. Sin is in us, is what Paul is saying. But he's also saying to Timothy, sin is out there. It's in the culture. It's in the air we breathe. It gets in our institutions. It gets institutionalized. And so then he challenges Timothy, this young Christian, just like you, to do something. He wants us to remember, hey, don't be surprised that there's sin in the world, there's distress. He's also saying, hey, notice that we're all involved in this, but he says also to do something, and he says, avoid them. Avoid. Avoid the situations, the context, the moments that is going to drive your life away from God and not to God. And one of the first principles of the Christian life is that you have to learn to say no before you can say yes. I love Psalm 1. The prayer book of the Bible opens this way. Happy are those who do not follow the advice of the wicked or take the paths that sinners tread or sit in the seat of scoffers, but their delight is in the law of the Lord, and on this law they meditate day and night. They're like trees planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in its season, and in all that they do, they prosper. The poet in Psalm 1 is mirroring what Paul is saying. Happy are those who do not do this, do not follow the advice of the wicked or take the paths that sinners tread. You have to learn to say no, because learning to say no actually gives you the freedom to say yes to the best things. Saying no is an invitation to freedom. Saying no is a gift. It gives your life some limits. And I know, I'm like, the worst thing in the world right now is to appear judgmental. I get that. You don't want to be that person. But Paul's reminding Timothy, it's not about that. It's about protecting it's about protecting your soul. And there are moments in a person's life when you have to make a decision whether you're going to go this way or this way. And Timothy is being reminded by this elder, his friend, this mentor, saying, Timothy, make a good decision. If you see things that are not the way they're supposed to be, if you see the signs of distress, avoid it at all cost. It doesn't mean you don't not love people. I wonder sometimes whether the whole reflex away from being accused of being judgmental is actually our way of trying to protect our own behavior. We want to say, hey, don't judge me on that. Don't say that, which is really our way of saying, I don't want you to hold me accountable. I don't want you to come back at me. If I don't judge you, you can't judge me. So we're just not going to judge each other and do whatever we want. Paul's reminding Timothy, it's not about that. It's about underneath of it. It's not the sin itself. It's the desire that bends us in certain kinds of directions. He's saying the simple truth that you know, that we reflect what we are around. We perform the culture that we're in. So don't put yourself in a situation where you are going to be bent away. Avoid it. Yes, we are all sinners, but we in Christ are called to walk a different path, and that path is the way of the cross. That path is self-denial. Narrow is the way, says Jesus, and hard is the road that leads to life. But that narrow path leads us into that wide open country of salvation. And there we will find our feet on a path that will take us farther up and further into the high country of the Trinity. And we are there, we will see face to face a living God who says, I love you, you are mine now and forever. So walk that narrow path. And the good news is this. You don't have to bushwhack your way into that country of salvation. Jesus has already trod it for us. All ye have to do is follow the Lord. Follow him on that narrow track. He has done all the hard work. And just so, say no so that you can say yes to Jesus and to live this good life, this beautiful life, this joyful life, this life in February, y'all. It's February. And Michigan makes us strong. Find your feet on that crunchy path. Down that narrow shoveled lane. Find yourself following Jesus and see if you don't just feel it. Feel the warmth, the joy inside your soul. You don't have to make it happen. It's already happened for you. All you need to do is trust. Choose your way, my friends. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Go in peace.